It was disappointing watching in a sense, but I mean, it was not a full side at Omaha. One of their players was actually getting married, and they felt it was better that the wedding was at the start of the season, not in the middle. But it also allowed them an opportunity to give a lot of guys a chance who might not have played senior rugby before. I know the scoreline was 36-14, but it was in a sense Harlequins at times hit the button very well. Matthew Robinson, their left winger, he scored 3 tries. He was just too pacey at times. But in the first 20 minutes, if you'd walked in, you wouldn't have known who was Harlequins and who was Oma as far as the game went. And in fact, it was Oma who got a very, very quick score when Neil Brown intercepted in the third minute. And that was to make it 7-0. But Harlequins come back at half-time. It was 19-7. And then they scored 3 further tries in the second half. But Oma came back with a very good try of their own from Jamie Spall. Very quickly, as I said in my report, one of the things that was very, very good to see from Omaha was their defence. Their defence was tremendous, and they gave away very few penalties and had quite a few turnovers. So a lot to be worked on. And as I say, the season's early yet, but from Omaha's point of view, it was good to get back into rugby, senior rugby, as you say. But I mean, they'll be pleased with the game. In a sense, but there'll be a few things that they'll have to look at. But with their strongest side out, I would think they'd compete a lot better than that.
Yeah, it was sort of a disappointing day all round yesterday, Alec, because in Premiership 1 as well, City of Derry got the season off with defeat. They were 24-0 down at half-time and eventually lost out 45-12 on the road at Ballymena.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing was I was out the week before watching a friendly game against Ballymena. Trevor Woolnough, the new coach from New Zealand, has arrived, and he'll have a lot of work to do, Yoshi, and I can tell you. But they still have to work very strongly because of a horrendous start this season. They're away to Malone in the Cup next week, then they've Malone in the Ulster Senior League, then they're away to Wanderers in Dublin at the start of the AEL, and then they've Skerries at home. So there's a lot of games in those 4-5 matches that they'll have to really get up. But yesterday, disappointing again, 24-0. I see one of it was a penalty try, which probably was a rolling maul that was pulled down or something. But they will have been disappointed with that result. As will Rainey, of course, who have got a lot of new players. They went up and Bangor beat them by 22 points to 12. But I mean, again, these Ulster League games, it's very hard to judge, Oshin, because of the quickness of the All Ireland League. A lot of coaches make a lot of changes and give a lot of boys an opportunity. So there isn't really, the team gets disrupted at times, and that can have an effect.
Yeah, and the other sides as well losing out. Rennie on the road, Coleraine on the road, and Limavady on the road, all in Championship and Conference action, 2-0. All suffering defeats in the opening day, Alec.
Yeah, well, Coleraine will be very disappointed. Now, they got promotion last year from that Rugby Championship 2 into Rugby Championship 1. And Stonians were the hardest team they would play, and Stonians only losing out by a point, Oma. And they'll be very, very disappointed in that result. They've gone up there to Shane, and only been beaten by a point. Will be disappointing. But nevertheless, it shows you possibly that Coleraine are back on track. Limavady, again, were experimenting a bit in that Rugby Conference 2 against Ballymena. But again, they'll have to get themselves sorted, because in a couple of weeks' time, they have Ranaldstown in the first round of Towns Cup, and of course the Rugby Championship 2 will be starting again, and they this year will want to make something of it.
Yeah, just briefly then, Alec, what's going to be standout next weekend on the rugby front?
Well, I think I'll be at Gibson Park to see City of Derry playing Malone in the First Trust Senior Cup first round. That really is going to be a big one. From Oma's point of view, they have a bye in that one, and really they played on Gannon. But just quickly, Oshin, I'd just like to say, I don't know how many of our viewers were watching last night, but the Rugby World Cup final between New Zealand and England, if ever it was a great advertisement for ladies rugby. Absolutely superb game. New Zealand just proven too strong at the end. Unfortunately, as from Ireland's point of view, in the afternoon, a 27-17 defeat for Ireland means they now have to qualify for the next World Cup. And sadly, Tom Tierney, who's done such a great job for him as a coach, he's decided to resign. I think possibly the disappointment was too much for him.